Well, very fair to say that I didn't come much more tense than that at the end, really.
Yeah, a few of the boys have said that. Alex Smith, who's a new coach here, has just said to me after the game, he said, I don't know how you can put up with this coaching fee. So my heart's going about 120 to the second, let alone what it should be doing. No, I've seen it before. Luctonians have got a great attitude where they won't give up. And in the team meeting before the game, we spoke about the desire to win. And the desire to win keeps going for 80 minutes. And, it's about the mentality to win the game, and they stuck at it. And so I've seen it before. We had it with Loughborough, and I've seen it a couple of times when I was at King's Home with Gloucester, so part of the game.
It's a curious game, wasn't it, really? You were down very early on, then you led 14-5, and everybody thought, oh, things are now going according to the script. They hit back to lead 20-14 by the interval.
Yeah, spoke after the game, and obviously at half-time, we spoke about a few little things that we thought were going wrong. And basically we'd given away two or three penalties and they scored straight from them from the line-outs, which is very hard to defend nowadays. So hopefully we put that right at half-time. And once again spoke about not just keep playing, doing the things that we know that we can do well. And technically I thought we were well. Defensively we were okay. It was just the one or two little silly penalties that we gave away that enabled them to score from driven line-outs.
You get yourself back in front, so late in the second half, really. Then they score that converted try, and I think everybody in the ground, pretty much, that's watching the game, thought, that's it.
Yeah, it was. As you said, it was a very funny old thing. In the last 10 minutes seemed to go on forever, really, because I think Alex Smith said to me, he said, that's one of the longest games I've ever seen. It went over for 2 hours. But luckily we got the result and the touchdown that we required. Couldn't see the touchdown, but I think by the way the boys reacted, it told me that we had scored, and it was nice for the referee. And a compliment, really. I must go and shake his hand, because he went to his touch judges and asked their advice as well, whereby a lot of referees would have probably gone held up, and that would have been the end of the game.
I was right behind it, trust me, he touched it down, it was a definite try.
Well, that's nice, hopefully. Yeah, good. If you could go into the whole change room and tell them that they'll be pleased.
I'm not that stupid, Jerry. Nonetheless, great to start with a win at home. Obviously, it was a big day for the club with the grandstand, but you know, for any league season, to start with a win is important, isn't it? Really?
Yes, it is. It's especially at home. And obviously, what we believe in is that you can't win the league by Christmas, but you can lose it. So today is a very important day. And obviously, with the stand being built and open this morning, we've done everything we can do, to support the club and all the people that have helped build the stand and pay for it. So move on from here now. Look forward to next week.
Well done today, many thanks.
Thank you very much.